Hi, everyone, and welcome to New Every Day. My name is Carrie.
My name's Jen. And have you ever wanted to punch someone in the throat? Well, on this show, we just say, hashtag, say no to throat punching. We will be right back.
This is New Every Day with Jen Wagger and Carrie Webb.
Hi, thanks for tuning back into New Every Day. We're so glad that you have tuned in. And we have been talking about all of these great life hacks, Jen, from the book of Proverbs.
Specifically having to do with communication.
Yes.
First one is?
Listening.
And why is listening important?
Because it's how you hear things.
Nice. If you don't listen, you aren't going to hear what the other person says. And you're thinking, yes, that is true.
So that was a good answer, eh?
It was a great answer.
Thank you so much.
Listening helps us to actually hear what the other person is saying, and you wait till the other person is finished, and then you speak. So week number two was?
Choose to be kind.
And why is choosing
to be kind? I answered the first one. Why is choosing to be kind?
Choosing to be kind is important so that our words don't come out in manipulation or control or like, I want
harsh
to get
word.
My own way, or harsh word, because that crushes our spirit. So, and when we choose to be kind, then it really is not about getting our own way, but we're wanting the very best for the other person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's important to choose to be kind in our words.
And I think we also need to choose to be honest, which was last week.
Yes. Oh, yes. And so we discussed that it's so hard to be honest because it reflects what's going on in our own heart.
Yeah.
And, well, if I'm honest, will they still accept me? If I'm honest, will they still want to be my friend? If I'm honest, you know, am I going to have to walk with them through whatever they're going through?
Or and maybe, what's the accountability?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we also said choosing not to say anything is being dishonest anyways. Even though you haven't said any words, by choosing not to say words, so it protects you, is still being dishonest.
So that brings us to this week. And we said that this week we're talking about choosing to be patient, or hashtag say no to throat punches.
Right, because it's so easy when somebody says something and you just want to haul off and be like, bam! Not that I would ever hit anyone.
I just can't even imagine you doing that. Like, I just don't even know what my response would be.
A cat bit me once and I threw it. It literally bit me, and I'm like, bam, and I threw it, because
it's
the reflex action that happens, because
it's okay.
When we talk about no throat punch, right, to talk about being patient, what happens often with words and communication, somebody can say something.
And there's a reaction.
And there's a reaction.
That's very visceral.
So when the cat hit me, like bit me, it hurt, that bite hurt, and so it was immediate. Right? And so sometimes when those words, those hurtful words can come in, we immediately say, yeah, but you're stupid. Or, yeah, you know, you wouldn't say that if you weren't so ugly. Like,
ooh.
Right? Because, and we've talked about this before, the words often come out of what's on the inside.
Yes.
And so when the hurt comes, so we're just going to use this, when the hurt comes, because this is the sign of the cat biting your hand and you want to just throw it, because it hurt.
Yeah.
It hurt. And sometimes it's I did not expect the cat to bite me, right? Like,
yeah.
I think I was petting it. This is not a story about cats, but I was petting it. Obviously, it is, maybe. And it bit me. I was not expecting it, and it hurt. And so my immediate response was to literally throw the cat.
Which is true in communication.
Which is so
if
true.
If you are not expecting the response, and then you're hurt by it. And then I think, Jen, like, there is a place there when the Lord says, like the Bible says, don't take offense.
Mm.
Like, it might hurt, but I'm going to choose not to be offended.
Right.
And tell myself, like, the Lord is my defense. I don't need to defend myself like that.
Mm-hmm. Because a hot-tempered man, and this comes from Proverbs 14:29. We just have a little bit of a teleprompter over here. So if you're thinking, what are they doing? You have a teleprompter. And you're like, wow, they really...
1429, and also Proverbs 15:18. So I'll read Proverbs 15:18.
Okay, I have Proverbs 14:29.
Okay.
A patient man has great understanding, but a quick-tempered man displays folly. And that actually, a folly is basically they don't know any better. They don't really have a desire for peace, or the folly is like getting into trouble. And so a quick-tempered man is going to get into trouble, whereas
this is true.
A patient man is going to just be like they're just going to calm down and be at peace about
things. If you walk around throat punching all the time, you're not going to make friends. I think that's the moral of the story.
Well, yeah, because it says they have great understanding. A patient man has great understanding. So those words can come in, mm-hmm. and even though you didn't expect it, or it hurt, patience is, and we talked about this just recently, patience isn't about, well, I'm not going to respond. Mm-hmm. Patience is living out the best of what God has in the moment, is really what patience is. It's not about, well, I'm not going to react, and I'm not going to do that, I'm going to wait. Patience is, while I'm waiting, or instead of responding quickly, I'm going to basically bring God into the moment and live out this moment to the very best of what it can be, rather than responding quickly or just trying to pass time. So patience is actually a very full response. When it says it's a fruit of the Spirit. So in this moment, I need the fruit of the Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit to birth in me joy and goodness and faithfulness, you know, self-control, in patience. Patience is so often when you say, well, I'm praying for patience. Well, then you're praying for opportunities to experience the goodness of God in not so great situations sometimes. And so when it says, you know, a patient man has great understanding, they realize that instead of responding so quickly, that they just need to take that moment and maybe wait on the Lord to think twice, to be slow to speak, so that they don't have clean up on aisle 9. Right?
Yes.
Because a quick-tempered man, not only is it the throat punch to, you know, to that other person, but then they, man, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have hit you. Well, why did you? Well, it was just bottling up inside me. Well, do you think you should work that out? Well, yeah, maybe I should spend some time getting out in a more healthy way. What's on the inside?
These are quality life skills.
They are. Often, I will tell people, if you're angry, like, deal with it. Like, deal with it. Whether it's, you know, scribbling on a piece of paper to get, because with emotions, there is an energy associated with it that has to be expressed in a physical way. That's why often with grief and sadness, the physical response is this.
Tears. Why do we leak? We need to leak.
We need to leak. It's like it takes up all that energy that's on the inside and then it spills it down the front of our face. So tears are so important. When you're angry, like a physical response would be like even saying, I'm so angry, and you throw your arms down, like it's that physical response. Or I've often said, like, if you're a wood chopper, go and chop wood. If you need to go for a run, then you go for a run. Parents have told me that's why they like a long commute.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If something happens at work, then they can decompress, and so they come into the house and they're ready. So they've had time to decompress. But they said, actually, when you live close to home and you only have like a 5-minute commute home,
suddenly you're home and everybody's on you.
Yeah. And so you've had no time. So even though all those emotions are bottled up, you have no time to actually process them.
Yeah, that's true.
Is, you need time to process what's gone on. So that's why it says a patient man has great understanding, but a quick-tempered man, like, it'll lead to folly because they're quick because they haven't had time. They're responding out of what has happened.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Rather than... That's why if somebody's had a really good day, all of a sudden you get really good responses from them. And you're like, wow, you've had a good day. Because we respond out of what has happened to us. Yep. So if we haven't had a good day, if some stuff happened at the office and you're not in a good frame, sometimes it is easier just to say, I can't talk right now. I need 5 minutes. And sometimes I will just, I'll go into my room or something will happen that'll just hurt me. And I'll have to I'll just go to my room and I'll go, Lord, I actually find this upsetting. It has nothing to do with that other person. It's because I know I'm hurt on the inside. And their words weren't hurtful, but I could, because of my own hurt on the inside, mm-hmm. I can respond out of I want to say, past hurt. Mm-hmm. So Carrie could very easily say something to me that is not unkind or untruthful. It's just a statement. But because of my own hurt that I haven't dealt with yet, my response could come out very angry. And you could be thinking, why is she responding this way? Which is bad for communication, because then she's not going to want to share things with me because she doesn't know how I'm going to respond. And that leads to rejection and, you know, lack of acceptance. And because we actually don't deal with the stuff on the inside. And so I often find myself saying, Lord, what that person said was not unkind, was not hurtful, was not anything. I'm responding about my own fear of rejection, my own fear of mistrust, my own whatever. So Lord, I can feel that in my heart. Would you bring healing there? Because I don't want to respond in a way that is going to be quick-tempered or like a throat punch. I don't want to respond that way because that's not helpful. That's not truthful. And yes, I could be sad about something or upset or angry, but it has absolutely nothing to do with that person because they've actually said everything that's right.
And you know, in keeping with that, Jen, I think where patience comes in as like this communication pearl is that after you've asked the Lord, I don't want to respond this way, help me, mm-hmm. then it takes patience to actually trust that he can equip you to do it. If we've been given everything we need for life and godliness, then to actually like apply faith to that ask, mm-hmm. that I can wait and not have to respond right away or not have to respond in kind. Like the patience is in the waiting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. So we're going to ask you to be patient and wait for us until we come back from this message.
Whether you shop on ThinkGeek, GearBest, B&H Photo Video, eBay, or Amazon, or even if you want a free trial of Audible, you'll find the best deals and support the shows we produce by simply visiting the shopping sites you already frequent by using the links on our website. Visit category5.tv/partners for the full and ever-growing list and help us create more free content like this show. Thank you for shopping with our partners, and thank you for watching.
Hey everyone, thanks for sticking with us on New Every Day. Go to our website, neweveryday.tv, check out our partners tab, and see the organizations and businesses that help make this show a possibility. We are under the umbrella of Category 5. They host us. So when you go to support us, whether it's through Patreon or some other means, you may think, who is Robbie and who is Category 5? Well, that is the network that makes this show possible. Mm-hmm. And Robbie is our producer, editor, El Capitan, who makes this show possible.
Inspiration.
We're very thankful. Yes. So we're talking about the life hack, communication skills of choosing to be patient.
Yes.
Jen, and it's not the most prolific virtue in today's society. And I think that in part is bred because of the instantaneous quality of so much of what we do. So like I send a message, I get a message back. I, you know, send an email right away. I want something, I'm going to buy it online. Everything is just so instantaneous that there's not a necessity of being patient where, I mean, look at back in pioneer days, right? Like you plant the food, you wait for the food to grow, you're patient, you have to knead the bread, you wait for it to rise. And then there's a certain joy in experiencing the fulfillment of what you've been waiting for. And that might be something that we're missing out on.
Oh, yes. Look, even today we're trying to help a friend get something fixed. And we're like, we want it to happen now because we're so used to things happening now.
Absolutely.
And it's like, okay, text message, hurry up and respond, or email, hurry, or what do you mean they're not answering the phone? Because we're so used to that. But
yeah,
patience also allows the other person's heart to come into right alignment too. Because you might be in the right spot yourself, but the other person that you're trying to communicate isn't. And so sometimes the Lord says, no, just wait. But I have some, no, just wait.
And then I got to ask you, like, are you a fixer? Are you someone who hears something? Oh, totally. And I just want to fix it. I want to fix the problems. I want to make everybody happy. I want to do blah, 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 instead of sometimes just being patient. As we were talking earlier, Jen, it just came to mind the story of Mary in the Bible and how, like, the angel Gabriel came and rocked her world with the news that she's going to, like, have the Son of God in her. Mm-hmm. And she carried that for 9 months, and things would happen, and it says that she stored them in her heart. She treasured them in her heart, and she was patient in waiting and knowing that God would bring to fulfillment everything that he had promised.
Yeah.
And you don't see her, like, stewing or meddling or asking too many questions. Like, there was this calm assurance. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know if you can think of someone in your life whom you can really see this attribute as, like, a really salient feature in their life. Like, what are the characteristics of that person, and what helped to build that in them? Like, can you think of a truly patient person that you can see what other aspects of their life are in check, that they have this fruit of the Spirit?
Well, it normally comes with listening well. Mm. Like, they're willing for the other person to finish their sentence.
Yep.
And they listen, and they choose their words well before they speak, right?
That's a good point.
And so this, when we talk about communication life hacks from the book of Proverbs, we really encourage you just to go and start reading all the way through. Take your highlighter.
Yeah.
And, like, yes. Okay, communication in Proverbs, and just start highlighting all of them. Or if you don't want to highlight your Bible, go online and type in communication verses in Proverbs.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, a truly patient person slows down, actually. Like, they, and doesn't slow down like they're walking like this and talking like a whale. That's not right. That's not what we're saying. We're saying that they're slow to speak and quick to listen. Mm. That's a patient person. They're willing to choose their words with kindness. That's a patient person.
Right.
And they're willing to be honest. But because they have the Spirit of the living God inside of them, then they know that because they're willing to listen, that they're choosing their words with kindness, that they want to speak honestly because of a love for another person, God's going to move in that. And they feel so genuine and so real. Hmm. And you're like, that's what I want. And so a patient person actually has Jesus in their life first. Hmm. Jesus in their life first, who then works through all these other areas to help them communicate well. So they do create this atmosphere of love and acceptance and belonging and understanding, which is what we are all looking for. So the first step is always choose Jesus. Hmm. If you want to communicate well, you need to choose Jesus. And, like, I have to choose Jesus every day, because you might be thinking, but I already know Jesus. But are you choosing to put Jesus first every day to say, Lord, help me to say what you want me to say. Help me to think what you want me to think. Help me to feel what you want me to feel. Hmm. Like, bring to me the people you want me to interact with. And so if you're bringing me someone, then I gotta believe that you're gonna help me move in that in a really great way.
Yeah.
Because I've invited you, I've surrendered, I've chosen you. So God needs you, your person who you're speaking to needs you to choose Jesus every day, like giving him every day. And if you have never chosen Jesus, you've just sort of stumbled on our show on the internet or wherever you might be watching it, and you're like, this looks interesting. This is how you choose Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus, I'm not perfect. I need a lot of help. There's yuck in my life, and I realize I can't do it. I need help. Would you help me? Because it says those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. It says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. All. Not just some, not just like the little ones. His Mm-hmm. When we call on his name, he's able to forgive us of all of it. He wipes the slate clean. Mm-hmm. And it's, I want to say it's just that easy. And then it says to pick up your cross every day. So it's every day. That's the cool thing, is every day. So you start off right now, the next 5 minutes. Dear God, I don't really know what to do in the next 5 minutes, but would you help me? And you choose. You choose to ask for his help. And then I want to say that you sort of have to step back and just be amazed at how God's going to bring people into your life, how through the power of the Holy Spirit, he's going to change your words, he's going to change the way he thinks. You think you're going to change the way that you act, and you're just going to say, wow, God, you're just that good.
Will you pray for us on this?
Sure. God, you're just that good. You are just that good. And so, Lord, help us to choose you every day. Help us to choose you every day. And, Lord, believe that you can do a wonderful work in our words, in the way we listen, the way we feel, the way we respond to people. Lord, we don't want to throat punch people. We want to be patient. We want to be quick to hear. We want to be slow to respond. We want to act with kindness, and we want to speak with truth. Lord, help us to communicate well. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. And really, I feel the verse, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well, that if you're seeking God, then he's able to equip you with everything that you need to communicate in relationships.
So true.
And that part in part comes through worshiping him. And I just want to put a link to the YouTube video for a song called Seek First by the band Bread and Wine. Have a listen, put it on, give some thought, and meet with the Lord. So thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Kodi, Roku, Plex, YouTube, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 Pacific on Channel 33 Television for the High Desert.